95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
What's up?
You know, this, that, the other thing.
How's life?
Good, you know. How are you?
Beautiful day.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yep. Blech. Sunny and nice.
Where's the damn clouds?
Love it much.
Hate it much.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Okay.
Embarrassing things that adults made you do, whether it was your parents or teachers. And I was thinking about this because I don't know what reminded me of it, but when I was a kid in school,
right,
you used to have to raise your hand if you had to go to the bathroom.
Wow, you really are old. That's like from open in one room schoolhouses.
Like 1910.
Yeah, because basically it was always, hey, I have the answer. That's when I never put my hand up as a result.
Put up your hand if you had to go to the bathroom. Huh. And this is the embarrassing part.
Yeah.
You had to put one or two.
Oh, get out of here.
Not kidding.
Are you? Wow.
Nope.
What the hell kind of school were you going to?
Right?
Hey, look, he has to go number two. You better sit there a while.
I don't understand it, but it happened.
Releasing little previews of what's to come if they don't let you go soon.
Did happen.
Wow.
Great relationships that had terrible starts. We'll talk about today.
Wait, let's rewind a little. They used to paddle us in front of the class.
They did.
Yeah, you had to come up and bend over and whap. I got quite a few of those.
Wow, of course you did. They probably just started each class with that.
Pretty much. All right, up here.
Oh, maybe we just need to make it a school thing then.
Yeah.
Forget about adults and parents. School thing. bad starts to great relationships.
Bad starts to great relationships.
Okay. Remember yesterday we talked about the deer in France that are
drunken deer, yeah. Mm-hmm. That rules.
More information on them.
Okay.
And people are dumb coming up at 3:50.
Right.
And the word for you to win $2,000.
Yeah.
Coming up in about 10 minutes here on 95.5 KLOS.
Found it spray painted on the side of this castroid. We'll tell you what it is. Keith, water. As a vending machine, refuse to have water. I'm a bag made of mostly water.
At this radio station, the machines are out of stuff more than they have stuff.
That's very true.
So every once in a while, we'll go, oh, so the machine has something.
Ah!
Everybody, there's a run on it.
There's a line.
And then it's gone.
Yeah. And people are camping out.
Takes another 4 to 5 months.
Yep.
To restock.
Back to no water. Keith, water!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, a few minutes away from your word that you can text it.
Yes, one that will win you $2,000.
First, yesterday, later in the show, we talked about the wildlife group warning of drunk deer in France.
So they're eating like berries or whatever, right? That are high in content sugar
or
whatever.
They overindulge this time of year in spring buds that are loaded with sugar and ferment in the animal's stomach, making them drunk in the same way as if they had consumed alcohol.
That's so cool.
So there's literally drunk deer wandering around France.
And they think they're like texting their old deer friends in the middle of the night and like, you know, waking up with terrible hangovers.
Sure,
what did I get into, man?
Sure could be, I'm sure. So we lined up a wildlife expert in France to talk to.
Oh, sweet.
On the Heineken 00 hotline. Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi. Who's this? You run a wildlife foundation there in Normandy?
Who is this? You are scumbag American, huh?
That's fair enough.
Yes, we're scumbag American.
Yeah, that's fair.
Pardon me. Hold on. Open my beer. I am a deer. My name is Pierre Lafitte.
No, we're calling to talk about the drunk deer.
I am a drunk deer, you pig American, Mr. Yankee. I'm so much better than you.
Okay.
Look at me.
Wait, you're saying that you are a deer, sir?
I am a deer.
I'm
a good one.
How do you hold the phone?
My hoof. Have you ever seen a deer hoof?
Yes.
It looks like a vagina. And I wrap both sides around the phone.
Okay.
I don't remember ever noticing it look quite like that. I'll have to take a closer look, I guess, next time.
What's your name?
I am Doug the Slug, and this is my pal, Kevin Ryder.
Doug the Slug.
Yes.
I'm a slug.
For a lazy American.
You're a very angry, drunk deer. Most deer, usually when they get drunk, seem like they're a little happier. They skip a little more.
Know,
yeah.
I used to be, as you say, the life of the party. Until my wife left me.
Oh, no.
Oh, your dear wife?
She left me for a buck.
Oh, sure.
She said, I'm going to leave you for the buck. He is Corsican, and he is so refined, and he rubs my body with with Marrakesh almond oil. Oh, so, so sophisticated. What about me? I put in 30 years of supporting your ass so you can sit around and do your nails, you bitch.
Very well, so angry, dear.
Now I understand why you're so angry. I mean, it makes sense now.
Yeah, if he's a sheer your wife.
But also, it sounds like she made the right choice.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
Maybe she did. And frankly, my life's better than ever. I impregnated a goat the other day.
A goat?
You know what she did? She said, hit it from the back.
Listen, I love old people as much as the next guy.
I don't think that's true.
I have one. I have an old person. My mom. I'm a mama's boy.
Where do you keep her?
Sure.
You keep her in the downstairs basement?
No, she lives in Phoenix. I'm just saying, listen.
Gotcha.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to drive. Do they need to drive?
What's the cutoff?
Any year older than me.
1 year older than you.
Is the cutoff. But honestly, I do think that they should have to take driving tests.
Don't they have to?
With an instructor.
I think they do after
a while. I don't know. Well, yeah. That's not soon enough.
It's not soon, yeah.
So today, I'm on my way here,
uh-huh.
And I'm stopping by the pharmacy.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those little buildings with those arms that come down, and you have to take a ticket. The arm goes up,
sure.
Lets the car in, yep. The arm comes back down.
Quite a few of them here in L.A.
Yes. So I was sitting behind the guy who was just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then I honked because you have to reach out and get a ticket.
Push the button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just a little honk. Right. And then he reaches out and pulls the ticket.
Oh, so it worked.
And then the arm opens.
Uh-huh.
And then he tries to make it an extreme right into a wheelchair accessible lane.
Okay.
And I think, all right, well, I mean, there's not many cars around. So
here's a nice old gentleman who doesn't know how things work, who's going to get himself a handicap spot. Right. And you.
And he's good now.
Okay.
So then the arm comes back down,
uh-huh.
And I grab the ticket,
uh-huh.
And I start pulling through,
uh-huh.
And he's not happy with his parking job, so he backs up.
All right. So you're like halfway under the arm?
Yes.
Okay.
And now he's backing up into my car. So now I'm on the horn,
sure.
Full blast.
Don't run into me, dude.
He stops, you know, inch
oh,
and a half.
Man.
And then the arm starts coming down.
Really?
My car.
I was wondering about that.
So I reach out with my arm to try and block
you
it.
You tried to block it with your arm?
Yes, because I'm an idiot.
Yowza.
And I got a little scratch.
Yeah, that's a major scratch.
It's not a major scratch.
Yes, it is.
It looks worse than it is.
It needs stitches.
No,
a lot. That's,
listen.
That's almost as long
it.
As my...
That's not the point.
Half my arm.
That's not the point.
That's pretty crazy.
It looks worse than it is. The point is...
It must sting.
The point is that old people need to be limited in their driving.
Did he see that you were injured?
I would like to propose. He didn't know anyone else existed.
He didn't know he was on a
Sluggo.
Planet. Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a guy like that goes, hey, I need to back up and straighten my parking.
Oh, dear.
I wonder if there's anyone behind me. That doesn't happen.
No. That's why I got slammed into the other day. They said, wait a minute. I don't need to turn right here.
Right.
I need to be back.
Right.
In that lane.
Oh, it's funny. Other people exist. What? So here's my new rules.
Okay.
Old people should have to drive in the right lane only.
Yeah, that's good.
Only.
Old lane. The old lane.
The old lane.
Okay.
Correct. That's the
go.
Old lane.
Old lane.
And if you want to drive really slowly and you want to drive with the oldsters, get in that lane. Feel free. But oldsters can't get in the second lane over.
Once they take a parking space, they have to stick with it.
Once they take a parking space, they have to stick with it.
No getting into it just so.
And also, they can only drive between the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. I think that would work.
Yeah. No, that sounds good to me.
Problem.
That part sounds real good to me.
Sons of bitches.
Wow, dude, that's a serious injury.
Not that
it
bad.
Is.
Stop it.
I can get one of the interns come here and lick it for you. That might help.
Can't hear that song enough.
Oh, man. Right? Love it.
Can't hear that song enough. I love it.
Since it was brand new, used to put it in a dime and play it on the jukebox at the ice cream store after school.
Back in the 20s,
yes.
Grandpa?
Yeah, he was on the Victrola.
Yeah, you used to put a quarter dime in there?
You had to wind it up.
Play a song for you?
How dare you, sir? But yes, that's right.
At about 3:50, we try to bring you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
So in Missouri, Missouri law enforcement was after a person this weekend wanted for controlled substance.
Mm-hmm.
And they took off, and there was a car chase. Correct.
A sound effect for you.
Cop cars everywhere. The guy's throwing stuff out his window.
Oh, dude.
pulls over, stops, jumps out, and runs into the forest.
Dun, 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 dun.
So now all the police cars gather around, and they're going to start, you know, the line where they walk through the forest, and they're going to try and find this guy. And they bring in a canine.
I'll find him.
Right. So they're going inch by inch through the forest to try and find this guy. And you're going to think I'm making this up, but I'm not.
Okay.
So they're going inch by inch, and they're looking behind trees and in every little crevice, and they're listening.
Sure.
He farted.
O-M-G.
And they arrested him.
Wow. You've got to be kidding.
They found him because he farted.
He couldn't hold it in. Hey, it's from that tree over there. Come on, guys, get him. What an idiot. That made it so easy. Wow, that stinks. What'd you have for lunch,
can
buddy?
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine? How did you get caught? Well, I had beans.
Dude, just hold it, man.
That's what you would think. There's a line of cops and a dog. And
they might be missing you.
Right.
But then... What a fool.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I wish I remember what brought this topic up to my mind. But just when I was a kid and I was in school, we used to have to raise our hand if we had to go to the bathroom. This didn't happen to you?
No.
You didn't have to. What if you had to go to the bathroom during class?
Their attention, I guess. So I suppose it was. But mostly it was just, did you raise your hand to answer questions?
Well, of course.
Oh, okay. So we didn't, I guess we did.
Maybe we didn't. I don't know.
I just rarely raised my hand because that was what that was for. Oh, I know the answer.
Right. So you just kept your hand down.
Yeah. But wait, well,
which
the
is
weird
the smart
part,
way to go.
It was the thing that you said.
Yeah, this is true. And then we're going to take your calls on embarrassing things that happened to you in school. It doesn't have to necessarily be from teachers, but embarrassing things that happened to you in school.
You decided you had to pee on the playground once. Whoops.
We used to have to raise our hand and let the teacher know one or two.
You've got to be kidding.
So, we'd raise our one finger or two fingers.
Why did they need to know that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it was so that they could give us a little more time. if it was just to embarrass us in front of the class, I don't have any idea.
The answer, that makes more sense to me. Like, Johnny's not going to want to say he's got to go number two unless he's really got to go number two.
Well, I guess, but then still
you're
embarrassing.
Why would you tell him? I'd be like, it's always number one. I wouldn't say it's number two.
That's a good point.
I'm a filthy liar, so I'm never going to answer any questions.
I would have lied on that too, actually, now that I think about it. But I just remember thinking, how come we're embarrassed like this?
Yeah, yes.
Because we have to go to the bathroom in class.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
And then, so you said you went to the same, you had the same classmates through for several years.
Yes.
So that's the same school. So
yes,
that was,
for many years.
Some sort of school policy, maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
Because we didn't have that. They would have where they would pull you up in the front of the room and make you bend over and swat you.
They gave you swats in front of people?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got one a month, probably. That was my average.
In front of class?
Yeah. Pretty regular
basis. Not afterward. They wouldn't bring you in after class?
No. Well, that too, but you'd go send to the principal's office and he'd swat you. Everybody was hitting the kids back then.
It was all fashionable back then?
Yeah. They're like, oh, thanks. Your kid's coming to our class. That's great. We're going to be swatting him.
Now it's considered abuse.
Sure.
How about it?
I think they went a little overboard with us, for sure.
Oh, I'm sure your parents were like, yeah, he deserved it somehow. I'm sure he deserved it somehow.
You know what? You're right. That's true.
Somehow, some way.
It was better at school than it was anywhere else.
So embarrassing things that happened to you at school. I also had one where there was a teacher who I got along with really well. And she found, I'm notorious for taking bad pictures.
Okay.
Cameras hate me.
Right. All right.
Hopefully. I look better in person than I do.
You do.
Because in pictures, I look terrible all the time. And in this particular picture, she thought it was so funny, my teacher.
Yeah.
That she was holding it up for the class to see.
Oh, no. That doesn't seem like a good idea.
It was just because we played pranks on each other.
Sure.
It wasn't out of line for our relationship.
Okay.
I would do stuff that would embarrass her. She would do stuff that would embarrass me. It was probably junior year in high school or something
like
that.
Right.
And so she was holding it up, and I reached up to grab the picture because it was embarrassing. And the very next second, I was laying flat on the ground, and I opened my eyes, and my teacher, who was a woman, was also laying flat on the ground.
What? What had, happened?
I jumped up to grab it, and somehow we both fell to the ground.
Oh, man. Wow.
And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to get kicked out of school.
Yeah, that's talk about abuse.
Oh, my God, I might go to jail.
Yeah, that's assault. You're assaulting
your
teacher.
Those were my first two thoughts.
Kids.
And then she looked at me, and she started laughing, and she said, I probably deserved it.
Wow, that's a cool teacher.
Which is, yeah. Well, I mean, I told you, like, we used to prank each other back and forth.
Yeah.
So she knew she was holding up my picture, which is not what a teacher should do.
Right.
And yet it's what my teacher should have done. For sure. There's no question about that.
That's
so
beautiful.
Embarrassing things that happen to you at school. They don't have to be teacher necessarily.
No.
But other students, whatever. Embarrassing things that happen to you at school. 818-955-KLOS.
Still sounds like Def Leppard, but new. I like it. I like that one a lot. Yeah, Take What You Want. It's the latest from Def Leppard.
We were talking about embarrassing things that happened at school. You had that?
Reading time. I was a sophomore. I was a new sophomore at this school, so I was new to the school.
Right. That's always the worst. I was new to a lot of schools.
Quiet time for reading and farting.
Excellent.
And how many heads turned?
Oh, right away I tried to blame it on the guy behind me, and everybody's laughing and laughing. It wouldn't stop laughing, and finally the teacher's all right, he farted, all right? Jeez. Bright red. I mean, you want to talk about wanting to get away.
I can't believe she would just point it out even after.
Why would you do that, though, too? You have control. Oh.
Well,
no, that wasn't, you know, I was sitting there squeezing and all of a sudden it just, it
hilarious.
That's a good one.
Take care, guys.
Thank
Love
you for
it.
Calling.
Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I was calling about the embarrassing things at school.
Yes, what happened?
Well, I got a boner while I was sharpening my pencil and my friend called me out on it.
I was trying
to wait it out to get back to my desk.
What was the exact wording your friend used?
Ernie's got a boner.
That's awesome.
I saw Ernie's Got a Boner at the Troub last night. They were really good.
They rock it. They're hard. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I fired off a skyrocket in class.
Oh, in class?
Wow.
As a fire rocket enthusiast, I applaud that.
Was it accidental?
Yes. Well, a guy was daring me to do it, so I handed me the matches, and I was just kidding around, and it was accidental because I was flicking the matches, and then all of a sudden it actually lit, burned my finger, and I dropped it right on the fuse.
Sweet.
And what kind of trouble did you get in?
Suspended for the day, but I begged my way back in. It was summer school, and I passed at the end of the year.
Wait, what is wrong with you? It's summer school, and you were begging your way back in? You got out.
I had to pass the class for college.
Yeah, this is how Kevin and I think. It doesn't matter. You got out, man.
Right.
That's all that matters.
You are a free man.
Screw your future. Screw everything. Screw what they think.
Wow. I'm disappointed in you.
I love it. Thank you for calling, man.
Thank you.
So, one of my favorite things
me too.
I used to copy out someone's math homework, over the other side of the room, so it looked like it.
Uh-huh.
And then when they were across the room, I'd say, "Hey, Greg," and start tearing it, and they would think I was tearing up their homework.
Their homework, yeah.
And then one time, this dude, man, he flipped out. He starts pushing desks aside.
Love it.
And everybody's like, "No, it's a joke. He's kidding. You didn't tear your homework. Calm down." 818-955-KLOS.
Embarrassing things that happened to you at school. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Your word for this hour to text to win $2,000
is coming up in seconds.
In seconds. We have time for one phone call. Embarrassing things that happened to you at school.
Most embarrassing thing, I had to run track with a Woody, and you can't hide it when you're running.
I will buy that. That is actually impossible, especially in my case. Dude, thanks for calling.
Nice try. Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Right now, we're talking about embarrassing things that happened at school. This woman seems to be, she's talking on the phone to someone
else.
She's
not talking to us.
What did you have for lunch? And I swear to God, it was a dummy. And it turns out he had a fart machine inside it, and he had a button in his pocket. Every time somebody would bend down to do it, it'd go, and he's like, oh, what'd you eat? And I'm like, I swear to God, it was the dummy. It was them. They're like, oh, my God.
Hello?
That sounds like a pretty good story.
Hello?
Sorry.
Who are you, talking to?
I was talking to my son.
Oh, okay.
I thought I'd run it by him real quick.
Before you took it to Los Angeles radio?
Well, like, get some notes from your son? All right, what happened with the fart machine?
Wait, first, how did he respond? Did he like the story?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good.
Okay. I was in health class, and they were teaching us CPR, it was my turn to go up there, and then you do the chest impressions, and then you breathe, you bend down to breathe in the mouth, and I bent down, and it farted, and the teacher goes, oh my God, what did you eat? And I'm like, I swear to God, it was the dummy, and then everybody went, and it turned out he had a fart machine inside, and he had a button every time he bent down.
So the teacher set you up.
That's hilarious.
Totally.
What a guy! I love that guy.
That's the right teacher for me.
Yeah, I would have stayed in school with that.
Agreed.
He's like, "What'd you have for lunch, Mom?"
You must have been mortified for a second. That's funny.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
That's awesome. Thanks.
KLOS.
You know, I think everybody should run their stories past their kids first.
Yeah, agreed.
That's a good idea. Hey, dude.
Hey, this is Norm. I am 6'6". I'm junior year in high school. During before practice at in a small gym up in Redneck Reading, and there was 12 of us on our team. So we all had to pick one guy, and he had to shoot free throws against each other. Whoever lost got to tell the other guy what to do. So one guy's telling you take your shorts off and you're running around in your jockstrap doing 5 layups, running around the track once, and then you stand with your legs wide open and bounce the ball from front to back and catch it and try to bounce it back to the front and catch it without hitting your underside.
Sounds like a Catholic school.
And then, one of the guys on the outside opened the door, and the girls got to see some of us running around our jockstrap.
Was this the 1970s?
Is this a porn movie?
No, this is 1978.
Wow, that's a little late for that.
Back when,
73, sure.
ACDC, all those, that was a bum.
Well, that's funny. Well, I'm glad the girls got a nice little peep show. That's nice for them. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Embarrassing things that happened to you at school.
You guys go ahead. Keep playing.
And the applause part comes.
Okay, all right. Oh, I got you. Yay!
There you go.
Like to me first. I hate the people that are always first.
Time.
Especially when it's not even over.
Yeah, I do.
That
I hate those people.
Shut up!
Yeah, I hate them. You heard about the trapped bear by Six Flags Magic Mountain?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yes,
how crazy was that?
A bear at Six Flags.
An actual bear wandered into the back lot of Six Flags Magic Mountain theme park and ended up getting trapped between two trailers.
Yeah, the pictures were pretty crazy. He's like, oops.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Somebody saw him and like, first of all, that's a bear.
Excuse me, bear.
So I could die.
Right.
Second of all, it seems stuck. So they called Los Angeles Fire Department, and Engine 76 and Battalion 6 responded to the Valencia theme park, and they found the bear that was trapped between two trailers, and they helped it get loose and then relocated it someplace that was great for the bear.
Our friend's kid, his first job is there. He's working there now.
What?
Yeah, so I'm like, ask him. I'm like, oh, do you have to rescue any bears today? And he's like, you know.
He just got a job at Magic Mountain?
Yeah, it's his first job. And I was like, oh, so you're going to be on the lookout for bears, apparently. You should probably.
That's insane,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah. We haven't had any bears at any radio stations.
I'm glad they were relocated to a safe area by them. But, that's a bear.
That'd be really weird if you're like on a roller coaster, you know, because it kind of goes around near the parking lot. So,
pretty sure
bear?
I just saw a bear! 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
Let's talk about relationships that start on a wrong foot and yet somehow make it.
Yeah, all right.
And I'm going to suggest that most of the time it's the women that are patient enough to make it work.
Without a doubt.
Because for the most part, the guys are the ones who...
Hi, how are you? You're pretty...
Not a bad start to the date, but ended kind of funny. We had gone to the movies, and he was going to drive me home.
Okay.
He parked in a multi-level car park and had no idea where his car was. So we walked around for 45 minutes looking for his car.
I wonder if I should spill a name here. There was a guy.
First date.
Over at the other building.
Okay, before you spill the name, this couple got married.
Oh, wow. So did they, actually, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder if it is the same. We drove around Universal Amphitheater after one of the Acoustic Christmas shows with this guy by the name of Rob and his girlfriend, his first date, for about 45 minutes looking for his freaking car because he didn't remember it was. And she at first was like laughing, but by the end she's like, "You're an idiot."
That's so
funny. Pretty sure they ended up getting married, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not the impression you want to make on a first date.
And I was like, okay, this is fun. How about you guys just get out and walk now? Find it yourself.
You kept driving them?
Yes. It was so annoying.
Wow, you're super nice.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, a lot. Because after like 20 minutes, you go,
I know, after three minutes. Listen, I'm
sorry,
where'd you park?
You're going to have to.
Moron.
Go. I went on a date to a crowded, loud bar with a guy. He couldn't hear me, and I hate nothing more than having to repeat myself. I was already in a bad mood and was getting progressively more angered. After the date, I was like, hey, let's be friends because I'm not feeling this particular date.
Right.
And he agreed, and they ended up getting married.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Wow.
So it's like sometimes everything starts really poorly, and then they, you know, if she can say, hey, I was in a terrible mood.
Right.
I'm sorry. Let's try this again.
Right.
Or if they can wander around a parking lot for 45 minutes.
Exactly.
And still want to get together for a second date.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. So terrible starts to great relationships.
Yeah. You started off poorly, but it turned out. Who knew?
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Also, we're talking about bad starts to great relationships. You had that?
I've been together with my wife now 27 years, and on my first date, I was bragging about how good of a driver I was, and we went to Hollywood to the Spaghetti Factory, and I backed into a car and smashed my car.
Hilarious.
But she was like, did she laugh at the time?
She still rags me about it to this day. Yeah, she laughed. She just made fun of me saying how good of a driver I was.
You can't even park a car.
That's hilarious. But then you ended up being together?
For 27 years.
Unbelievable.
We were together for 27 years.
That's awesome.
My second day, we went to a driveway, and I called her by an ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh, man, you were trying to sabotage this one. Trying to send it down.
I just want to say again, women are the best.
Yeah, okay.
And thank God for women, because if it was up to guys, we would not.
How do they put up with us? Thanks for calling, dude.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yep.
Want to mention I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood, Psycho Mike, called Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's stories about people being kind to each other, which we need these days.
It's not exactly the sort of thing we cover here usually.
Correct.
So go find the opposite.
You can find it on YouTube or anywhere you find podcasts. It's called Great News with Kevin and Mike. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked to a drunk deer.
So. Yep, having a beer and cussing us out as Americans.
You didn't hear that. You need to listen.
Yeah.
Old people driving laws. These are my laws that I am suggesting that we impose on old people.
And I think some of them are pretty good.
Right lane only.
Yep, for the oldsters.
Should be in the old lane.
Yep.
And only allowed to be driving between the hours of 2 and 4 a.m.
If you're 1 year older than Kevin,
correct,
these laws apply to you.
All through the rest of our life.
Yeah, so 120 is where we're starting
at. If you're 11 years,
then it's
right, then you have to keep it. And bad starts to relationships. A guy lost his car for 45 minutes on their first date. On their first date. And they looked around on a multi-level parking garage.
Nope.
Finally found it, and they ended up getting married. What are the chances?
That's some patience there, my friend. All right, I'm going to go home and look for my car.
Enjoy that. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Slammy. That's something you should be able to relate to. That was odd. That's very odd.
Was a drunk deer. That's what that was. Also, that's the Castroid.
Oh, yes, right. I forgot.
So you could win.
Oh, it landed on Bambi.
You could text the word Gardena right now. Gardena.
Mm-hmm.
Text that to 68683. That is Gardena to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply. And you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
Still taking calls on that topic. But right now, if you'd like to win $2,000, the Castroid is here.
Ta-da!
Text the word Bush. B-U-S-H. Bush.
Did Marcy write these out? Is this Marcy's
not
idea?
Not positive.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's the word for this hour. 68683 is the number. Text Bush to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rates apply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight.
More on the story of the drunk deer from yesterday. coming up.
Oh, nice.
And also People Are Dumb are coming up.
Nice.
But right now.
Oh, dear. Look out. Holy cow. Oh, that's going to hurt.
That looks like a castroid. Son, you got a penny on your head. The word for this hour is 405. It's not a word, it's letters. It's the freeway, 405.
I've been there.
The number is 405. Text those to 68683. That's 405 to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today.
Standard data messaging rate supply, and you got more shots to win about 20 minutes after every hour until 10 o'clock tonight. Yes. But first, look out!
Castroid is back.
Holy cow.
The word for today is today. The word for this hour is today.
Are you really? You're screwing around? That's
today,
it.
Today is the word.
Okay. All right.
Today is the word. Text today to 68683. That is today to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000.
Standard data messaging rates apply. And you got more shots to win on the 20s until about 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck.
We're getting a few calls from people, and I'm going to take for granted that it's our fault. It's on us.
Oh, most likely. Yeah.
Because we have two different contests going on. One is the Castroid.
Yep.
And we're telling you to text a word to a certain number. And then there's another one for front row seats to Bat Out of Hell.
Yeah, the musical that's going to be happening, it's in Vegas, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And
so they're turning Meatloaf's Bat Out of Hell into a musical.
Yes. So for that one, you text BAT, B-A-T, to 58583.
Yeah, that's a different number.
It's a different number, so don't get those confused. And I assume that we are the ones that confused you at first. And sorry about that.
The very first Monterey Festival took place on this day in Rock, the first of 3 days in 1963. It took them 2 years, but the FBI wrapped up their investigation into the song Louie Louie by the Kingsmen on this day in Rock in 1965, finally determining that the lyrics were not obscene, even if they had no idea what they were saying. It was a good day for Elton John on this day in Rock in 1975. He released his album Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. And the same day, it was awarded platinum for selling 1 million copies. The very first time that had ever actually happened.